Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. On our way to our conversation, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is sponsored in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's National Foreclosure Settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. We've been covering on and off this controversy in the northeast section of our city around Hamilton and Hartford Road on the development of a gas station at a rural farm store. And we've had debates and discussions on this before. It's still a biting issue. We have had two community members on. Sheila Ebeline has been writing to me back and forth on Facebook, and we said we would get them back on. She's here. She is a Glenham Bel Air Community Association president, member of the No Rofo Hamilton Opposition Group. We'll talk about what that means. Maria Shesik, got that right? Good. Who is with us. She's secretary of the Glenham Bel Air Community Association and a member of the No Rofo Hamilton Opposition. And Maria and Sheila, welcome. Good to have you both with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And join us here at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. So Sheila, we've been writing back and forth a bit here.
Yes.
We had this huge debate on in the very beginning with your councilman, Bobby Kern.
Yes.
Who said he was voting this way and wanted this gas station to come in because this is what the community associations voted for. We had that controversy. So tell me where it is now. What is the situation as it stands?
Well, at this point, we attempted to speak with the Royal Farms representation in February of this year, and we brought to them several concerns. They fell on deaf ears, and they just blanket answer, declined to incorporate any of our requests into their plan, after which we went to the BMZA, and there was a hearing because that particular piece of property is zoned to put a store in at this moment. However, the zoning did not include the gas pumps or the underground storage tanks. At the BMZA, there were approximately 30 people from the community. Many of us testified and really, in my opinion, made very cogent points about why the gas station was inappropriate and the size was inappropriate, et cetera. Our Councilman Curran, testified on behalf of Royal Farms at that meeting. The BMZA approved the conditional use, and we were just furious. So we decided to create a grassroots movement, and we called it NoRofoHamilton.com. Well, .com is our, obviously, our website.
What does NoRofo mean?
No Royal Farms. Rofo is kind of like the slang hipster term for
I guess so. I'm not hip. I got you, though. Okay, good.
And basically what we've been doing, we have secured legal representation. John C. Murphy is our attorney. And I believe last week he filed an appeal. We have, I guess, a war chest of about $1,500 now. We're doing crowdfunding. And we have a direct action that we participate in every weekend at two different sites on both Saturday and Sunday. And we intend on continuing that and really escalating it and getting the information out to the members of the greater community.
Maria, explain why is there a problem with Rural Farm Store? It's been there for a long time. They want to add gas pumps. I mean, we talked about that in the very beginning. What is the issue that burns the most for you all as residents?
No, the Royal Farms is not at that site right now. They're going to move the Royal Farms. They're going to close open the store.
Right.
I personally don't want another convenience store or another gas station on that corner because we have so many of them. But since that area is already zoned for a convenience store, I just kind of made peace with that. The gas station, on the other hand, is a big deal because it will increase traffic. It will increase pollution. It will increase the amount of trash in the neighborhood. And also it's a magnet for all kinds of activities such as drug deals and robberies and shootings. I mean, if you go into Google and just Google Royal Farms, the first thing that comes up is shooting, robbery, on and on and on.
They're insisting that it be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week venue. Mm-hmm. We did ask that there was precedent set in limiting the Safeway hours in Lauraville. However, that was not an accommodation that would be made by them, or it fell on deaf ears at the BMZA as well. They're going to actually raise the entire block.
BMZA being the Baltimore
Municipal Zoning.
So beyond, some people would argue that look, the two things, the most important issue to take first. What does it say to you about the role the communities have or should have in designing the place they live in kind of controlling what should happen around them? Let's start there.
Well, I think it really does speak to that because we have not had any input in this. Initially, in that initial vote that you talked about on your previous show, it was determined that there were illegitimate voters. Once those rolls of Glenham Belhar, those voting rosters were cleaned up, basically, and legitimate residents in that area voted, in an August meeting, it was 56-0 against. We have an elected official who, on two separate occasions, in my personal presence, said that he would absolutely back the community in this, once in a meeting at City Hall in front of Jack Young, and once at that meeting in August. He explained to in great detail what a catchment area was. And because it was our catchment area, he wanted to refer to us. It's like a suspension of reality for us, Mark, because we assumed that constituents would have adequate representation. We have a petition with over 500 signatures.
Maria?
I'm shocked at the level of unrepresentation that I'm getting. I just bought a house in Baltimore a year and a half ago. Basically, right after I bought the house, like a month or two after that, I found out about this Royal Farms. And the only reason I found out about it is because somebody took the time to flyer every house in the neighborhood to let us know about what's going on. Because I did not know about this. I didn't even know the community association existed. Had I known there was going to be a mega gas station at the end of my street, I would have never gotten a house there.
Why?
For the reasons that I mentioned earlier. I mean, this is a 12-pump mega gas station taking up a whole block on an intersection that is already dangerous. I almost died on that intersection a couple of weeks ago because of the amount of traffic, pollution. There's a gas station about 300 feet down the street and another one less than a half mile in the other direction, and a 7-Eleven on the same corner. I want to live in a neighborhood where, you know, people walk their dogs, people go jogging. I'd like to be able to feel safe and secure, and I don't want to smell gasoline every time I walk down the street.
It's important to young members of our community because they have a different standard for what they consider a quality of life. Walkability is huge. Being safe with their children. The younger members of our population want to ride their bikes. They want to be physically active. It's important to them. They're also very, you know, our members are very environmentally aware. Recently, there was a $2.7 million settlement and a $600,000 fine to Royal Farms because of a gas leak at Rosedale and Chesico that backed up gasoline into a resident's sump pump. We're concerned about those things, and all of these concerns have been poo-pooed.
So, one of the things we have a lot of community issues on the show from different communities, and I always think what I think about is that communities have issues like this, as in your neighborhood, where they don't want this gigantic gas station on the corner taking up a block, and whatever's there, you can argue about whether or not people want a convenience store 24/7. People want it, some people don't want it. But this gas station issue is huge, and so people come up and say no. But, it seems to me in some ways what happens is, like whether it's your neighborhood or neighborhoods that we've had on who are fighting issues of abandoned houses in their neighborhoods and not having control of what happens to their communities. We did this show earlier in the week, that all our communities are kind of isolated. You all are fighting this issue here. Somebody's fighting some other issues in their own neighborhood. And that isolation in some ways allows you all to lose – and the system to win.
That's absolutely correct. We have spoken about that, and I have spoken with the presidents of some of the surrounding associations, because really there were five associations that were against this. All of the surrounding associations testified or sent in letters to the BMZA against this development. Brenda Pridgen was at one of our meetings, and she nailed it. She said it's the balkanization of these community associations. We have no collective power.
There used to be that.
Right.
When there was NECO, other things came together,
exactly.
People could actually stand up, but those organizations are gone.
Exactly. So I have spoken to them, and one of my goals for the summertime is to try to bring in, you know, to develop some kind of collective or some type of umbrella organization where we can really get the kind of numbers where we're listened to.
I mean, that is, I think, part of the issue. It's
absolutely
hard to do this in isolation, whether it's a neighborhood like Cherry Hill fighting the issues of blighted houses and the murder that just took place. But people are so dislocated and separate from one another, there's no way to come together with any strength to say we do have power.
Absolutely.
At one of our protests, a member of the Arcadia Association came up to me and said that she's not really concerned with this issue because she's kind of removed from it. She's down the street, so to speak. It's too far away. And I think she's wrong because this sets a precedent for so this sort of thing can happen anywhere now. So now that the zoning board is allowing this to happen on our block, so now it can happen a block a mile down the road, 2 miles down the road. It's just going to keep happening.
So let me ask you two questions. One question very quick because we only have a couple minutes left here. What happens next for you all? What do you want the public to know? What are you about to do?
Well, we want to raise public awareness because there are people living in Greater Hamilton that don't know anything about this. And that's evidenced by the remarks that we get when we're protesting. We have signs. We're out there, you know, waving hands. We want them to be aware of the issue. We want them to go to our website, and that's norofohamilton.com. We have a history. We have information for them. We have a Facebook, norofohamilton. We have a Twitter account. No Rofa Hamilton, and we will answer any question, and we want to provide information. And, you know, if you want to send us $10, we would jump for joy.
We need money to cover the legal costs of fighting this thing.
Well, I think that if you want to have a further conversation on air, and maybe we should foster that, we're doing other conversations, is having community groups come on together to talk about what unites us more than divides us, and maybe we all need to support each other's community organizations from fighting for things in other neighborhoods, and that might
absolutely
go a long
absolutely
way. So count on the Mark Steiner Show.
Well, I was totally impressed with Kim Trueheart. She inspired me, and I had full intentions to join her protest because I feel like, you know, if it can be done to us, it can be done to anyone.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank
Sheila
you.
Ebeline and Maria Shesiuk.
Yep.
Good to have you
thank
both
you
in the studio from the Glenham Bel Air Community Association. Go to norofohamilton.com. For more information, that'll be linked on our website. And we thank you both so much for being in our studio.
Thank you
so much.
Good to have
much
you here. Good luck with this. And we'll stay on top of it. Let us know how it goes. We'll do updates, but let's have this community association conversation on the show here and show that people do have some power in this town if they just weigh it together.
Thank you.
Good
thank
to
you
have you all here. We're going to have a brief break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a group that fought, stayed free in the face of slavery and more, and a movie being made about them and their descendants, about the Maroons. Stay with us. Don't go away.